Hello, my name is John Bayliss, and welcome to another Miracle Hour program. If you've just joined us for the first time, well, welcome. I'd like to open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the mighty and powerful and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray, Lord, that you'll grant to your servant great boldness to preach your word, that you stretch forth your hand to heal, and that you perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Well, again today we look at what God's nature is like, what his heart is like. And we see here from Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 in the Old Testament. It says, His compassion never ends. It is only the Lord's mercies that have kept us from complete destruction. Great is his faithfulness, and his loving kindness begins afresh each day. See, we see again there, friends, that God's compassion and his mercies, they keep us from complete destruction. And his faithfulness is great, as his loving kindness. It begins afresh each day. We see that he's a good and loving and kind God, and that his nature is always towards us, his loving and kindness. Now today I'd like you to bring some more good news. The good news is, why did Jesus have to come? Well, Jesus came to meet a human need, and that need was sin. We see this in Luke 5:32. It says, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So we see salvation is for sinners only. It's good news, friends. And the second point I'd like to bring out here, he came to be the sinner's substitute, to take the place of the sinner. I'll put this in another way. He came to take the place of the sinner. That's what he came to do. He's the good shepherd. He gives his life for his sheep. We see this in John 10 and 11. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Third point I'd like to bring out, he came to do what no other can do. In John 14, 6, Jesus told him, I am the way, yes, and the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except by means of me, or no one gets to the Father but through me. The fourth point is, he came to provide assurance to the trusting sinner. Or I like to put it this way, he made a promise to the trusting sinner. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. That's what it says here in Luke 7 and 48 and 50. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And in verse 50, and Jesus says to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. We see the Lord and his compassion and his mercy to us and his faithfulness to the repenting sinner. And it's the same for us. See, friends, salvation is needed. It tells us in Romans 3:23 that, yes, all have sinned. All fall short of God's glorious ideal. And salvation is provided. Praise the Lord for that. And 1 Peter 2:24 says, He personally carried the load of our sins in his own body when he died on the cross, so that we can be finished with sin and live a good life from now on. For his wounds have healed ours. And salvation is offered. We see this in Ephesians 2:8. Because of his kindness, you have been saved through trusting Christ. And even trusting is not of yourselves. It too is a gift from God. And salvation is accepted. We see this in 1 John 5:12. So whoever has God's Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. kindness overflowing. We see this in Ephesians 1:7. So overflowing is his kindness to us that he took away our sins through the blood of his Son, by whom we are saved. And salvation, or being saved, is a free gift. You can't work for it. You can't work your way to heaven because it's a free gift. We see this in Ephesians 2:9. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can take any credit for it. You see, there is a free gift being offered here today. But you've got to make the choice. Friends, it's good news. Do you want to be saved? This good news is of getting into God's family. A free gift is being offered. We see in Romans 10 verses 9 and 13, it shows us how to get our lives right with God. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we see, loved ones, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. If you want to be saved, if you want to get your life right with God, then just follow me in this prayer. It's a prayer I prayed, or a similar prayer I prayed when I first got my life right with God. And just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sins and sickness. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I thank you for saving me today. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've said that prayer for the very first time, the Bible says you're born again. You're in the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. This is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To get to know the Lord better, number one, read your Bible every day if possible to get to know Christ better. Talk to God and pray every day. Tell others about Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians where Christ is preached. As Christ's representative, or as Christ's spokesman, in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. While we get to the part of the program where we'll be starting to pray for the sick shortly, we see that every time Jesus gave authority to his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom, he also gave them authority to them to heal the sick and cast out demons every single time. When Jesus sent out the 12 on their first missionary journey, he commanded them to cast out demons and heal the sick. We see this in Luke 9, 1, 2 and 6. In verse 1 it says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. In verse 2 he said, he sent him to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And verse 6 it says, so they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. You see, we see Jesus gave authority to all his disciples to heal the sick and cast out demons. And in Luke 10 verse 9 it says, and Jesus commanded his disciples, and this is what he said, and heal the sick who are there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Also in Acts 5:16, it says, also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities of Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. We see, friends, that in the book of Acts, we see that the continuing power through the disciples to heal the sick. Jesus gave the commission. He gave us the power. In Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. It also says in the Bible, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. I just feel to read this particular scripture again. I brought it out in the first two messages. Can I pray over the radio? Well, friends, let's go to the Bible. In Matthew 8, 5 and 6, an army officer came to Jesus, begging him and saying, Lord, my servant boy is lying at home, paralyzed and distressed with intense pains. This boy had extreme pains. We see in verse 7, yes, says Jesus, I will come and heal him. And then the officer said, sir, I'm not worthy to have you in my home, and it isn't necessary for you to come. If you'll only stand here and say, be healed, my servant will get well. And verse 13, then Jesus says to the Roman officer, go on home. What you have believed has happened. And the boy was healed that same hour. We see Jesus didn't have to be right there. He just spoke the word. And I'll be doing that today. As the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. And the Bible also says, and the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. And Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. I'm going to start to pray for the sick and hurting now. So whatever problem you have, place the hand on that sick part of your body. And I'll start to pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To the brokenhearted and to the broken emotions, I bind and I break your power. And I command you to loose God's people and set them free. Be healed and made whole. To those with pain, spirit of infirmity, cancers, and cysts at their very roots, I curse you and I command you to shrivel and die. Now loose them, set them free. Be healed and made whole. Those that are oppressed, I break your power right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to release the people and set them free. Loose them. Be healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power right now. And I command that every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning, you be healed and made whole right now. The Lord, show me there's a person, there's a man got a problem with his right leg. It's being healed right now. The Lord shows me that. There's another person that you've got a rash on your skin. You're being healed right now. You feel the power's going through you right now. There are other people that are feeling the power of God flowing through them right now. You're being healed and made whole. There's a person there that you've had deafness. You're being healed right now. Deafness is gone. You're being healed right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're touching your people right now. There are many people that you're being filled the touch of the Lord right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your miraculous healing power is touching your people right now. The Bible says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing that you have received it, and it will be yours. Amen. So, Lord, I just pray that, you know, that as you test yourself on those areas, the Bible says you shall recover or you shall get well. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and with each other. if we are to receive and keep anything that God has given us, then we must forgive as God forgives us. The Bible tells us we must live in peace. We must not be fighting and arguing. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you now. He will lead you and guide you. We would love to hear from you. If you've had any healing or given your heart to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would love to hear from you. My parting prayer is this. May God's peace and God's choicest blessings be yours in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Come unto Jesus. Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way. Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way. Oh, how he loves you. He will receive.
Fuck up for no animal.
Why do I tap away? Oh my God, listen to the cry, listen to the cry of your children. Oh my God, look down upon us with your love. Here we are all together, and we worship and we say that we love you. Our Redeemer, the Father and the Son and the comfort of the Holy Son and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Etiari ki fakarong o mai, fakarong o mai ra kiamato. Etiari ki titiro mai, titiro mai ra kiamato. Tamariki, epakapono anamato kia kwe. Awe, awe. Te matua te tamaiti, wairu wa tapue. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you. Tell